You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
At the end of July, Pharmac made the decision to expand eligibility to a fully funded meningococcal B vaccine to all children under five. This decision has been supported and welcomed by the Meningitis Foundation, who say it will benefit over 70,000 children in New Zealand. Now, the foundation is calling for eligibility to be increased to a higher age limit to account for all young people in New Zealand. Currently, younger people's access to the funded vaccine is dependent on whether or not they fit a specific criteria, such as a first-year student in halls, and the foundation believes that young people would benefit greatly from the expanding of these criteria to cover a larger portion of the vulnerable young population. I spoke to Gerard Rushton, the chair of the Meningitis Foundation, about Pharmac's decision, how meningitis affects young people, and why we should be expanding the eligibility to take care of young New Zealanders. Why is increasing the comprehensiveness of meningococcal protection so important?
Oh, look, we see that there's an increase in the numbers of meningococcal cases in adolescents. And that's purely because the funding criteria for those to be eligible is far too narrow. We've seen a fantastic uptake with the program that was implemented in March 2024, for babies and 3 to 5 year olds. So we're just calling for that to be extended to the adolescents as well.
With the government's Pharmac's move, to increase it up to the age of five, what sort of health outcomes will we hopefully see with this decision?
The health outcomes, we just want to make sure that we are increasing the number of people that are actually protected. There's a complete, but there's a real lack of awareness around meningitis and the need to protect our whānau from meningococcal disease. So, increasing the criteria for 3 to 5 year olds is really important because, as I said, there has been a lack of awareness. The foundation is committed to raising awareness, and we just would like Health New Zealand to actually have a campaign to raise awareness as well, because the vaccination rates are not good enough in New Zealand.
You've mentioned the adolescents, and this is what the Meningitis Foundation's kind of pushing for. But what is the current risk level for those adolescents like, and what currently do we have to protect those age ranges?
So currently, for adolescents, the only ones that can get free vaccination are first-year boarding schools, first-year in the halls of residence, and those in prisons, barracks. So we feel that that's just too narrow, that range is just too narrow. Why do we just protect those that are in halls of residence in the first year? We think that everyone in New Zealand should be afforded the eligibility to be protected from meningococcal disease. So we have a high number of our cases presently are Marion Pacifica, and we feel that they're underrepresented in first-year halls of residence or boarding schools. So we're just calling for Pharmac and the government to widen the access to all our adolescents.
The Meningitis Foundation are calling for full funding. Would that look different to just an expanded eligibility, or are we talking more of a all-encompassing program?
The ultimate for us is to have free vaccination for everyone. We have put a proposal to the minister in the last couple of weeks to make it free for all those people with community services cards. So we believe that while that's not perfect, it would help those that can least afford to pay for the vaccinations. So that's a proposal we've put to the minister, and we're just waiting to see their response from that.
How would this further expansion affect young people and their communities and how they interact with meningitis?
The issue with meningitis is that it can kill so quickly. The number of meningitis cases in New Zealand is not high, but the mortality and morbidity rate is quite high. And that's why we need to protect our young people, because the symptoms are often flu-like, so can be confused with the common flu, and with it being able to take a life within 24 hours, protection is the only answer, because often treatment comes too late.
You've spoken a lot about awareness. What other kinds of awareness do you want to see with meningitis in New Zealand?
We just want everyone to be aware that they need to protect the young people. The foundation is involved with a number of projects. We're just launching some more colouring in books now for young people to teach them about the value of protecting themselves from by vaccination. We'd just like to see Health New Zealand embark on a comprehensive awareness campaign so that people are actually aware that they need to protect themselves. Because fundamentally, the underlying factor in most meningitis cases is that people are simply not aware that they need to protect themselves from this disease.
Returning to the expansions or potential expansions, do you foresee a sort of incremental expansion progress towards those older age ranges, or do you just want to see PharmAct go all for funding?
This is one of the issues with the present criteria, is that it is quite confusing to people. So, we see now that first year halls of residence at universities qualify. What's the difference between someone in the first year to someone in the halls of residence to someone in a flat? So it's the confusion around the criteria which is causing some issue at the moment as well. So that's why we think that we just need to broaden that criteria and make it eligible for everyone.
Are there any logistical concerns for this kind of expansion?
No, logistical concerns are not an issue with this. We've presented a number of fiscal cases to Whareroa, showing that the cost to society of meningococcal cases and meningitis far exceeds what it would cost to implement a vaccination program. So fiscally, this program stacks up. So and it fits right with the with Minister Seymour's letter of expectation to PharmAct to take into account the social return on investment for medicines.
That was the chair of the Meningitis Foundation, Gerard Rushton, on PharmAct's expansion of meningococcal vaccine eligibility and what comes next.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.